last week's parasha was Parshas Va'era, and the pasuk says that Hashem says to Moshe and to Aharon, "V'yemer Hashem l'Moshe v'l'Aharon le'mor, ki yedaber aleichem paroi le'mor, if paroi will say to you, 'Tnu lachem vayfes,' give for yourselves a sign." You should say to Aharon, kachas matcha, take your staff, ahashtech lifnei faroi, throw it down in front of paroi, yihilasan, and it will turn into a serpent. So, this sign that Hashem is sending to paroi is the same sign that in the past week's parasha, Parsha Shmois, Hashem sent the same sign to Bnei Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem that Bnei Yisrael wouldn't believe him, Hashem told Moshe to throw down the staff and it will turn into a snake. Now, if Hashem wants to show wonders, Hashem has many different ways he can do so. And the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe and Aharon to specifically show this sign of a snake staff turning into a snake, both to Bnei Yisrael and to Paroi, it must be that this carries a tremendous significance, and we need to know what is so important, so significant about this sign of the staff turning into a snake. In Parsha Shemois, when Hashem tells Moshe to show this sign to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem tells Moshe to throw down the staff and turn it into a snake. And Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from the snake. V'yemra Hashem Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Shlach yodcha v'achoyz biznavoy. Send your hand and grab its tail. V'yishlach yodoy v'yachzek boy. Moshe Rabbeinu sent his hand and grabbed onto it, v'yidam ata b'chapa, and it turned back into a staff. So I'd like to try to understand the significance of what is the significance of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Hashem telling Moshe to grab its tail, specifically this novoy. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim where the Gemara lists 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, these 10 things were created. Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes Ve'elu Hein. They are the Be'er, which is the rock that gave out water in the Midbar, the Mon, the luchais, the opening of the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam, the opening of the earth that swallowed Korach. And then the Gemara says, Af makloi shel Aharon, also the staff of Aharon, this staff that we're talking about here, was also created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. So I'd like to try to understand what is the significance of something being created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes? And specifically, the staff of Aharon, why was it created then? There's another Gemara, also in Masechtas Pesachim, it's a Mishnah. No, it's a Gemara. The Gemara of Nun Vav, it says, Shisha Dvarim Asa Cheski HaMelech. There are 6 things that Chizki HaMelech did, Al Shlosh HaHoduloi, and 3 things the Chachamim thanked him, and for three things they did not thank him. I just want to focus on 2 of the things here. The following 2 things he did, and the Chachamim thanked him for it. One of them was Kites Nechas HaNechoshes. He destroyed the copper snake. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Midbar, in Parshas Baal Oscha, It says that that Bnei Yisrael were speaking ill against Moshe and against Hashem, and Hashem sent these snakes to bite them, and they came running to Moshe, that we've sinned, that we spoke against you and Hashem, and help us, the snakes are biting us. Hashem told Moshe to make a snake out of copper and to place it on a pole, and whoever looks up at the snake would be healed. So that copper snake existed until Chizki HaMelech's times. Chizki HaMelech destroyed it because people started worshiping it. The other thing that Chizki HaMelech did was Gona Sefer Refuos. Shlomo HaMelech had composed a book of cures. He had composed a book of cures that had in it all the cures to all sicknesses forever, for all time. And Chizki HaMelech concealed it forever. Why did he do that? Says Rashi, people's hearts wouldn't become subjugated when they would become sick. They would just go look in the book and they would be healed immediately. So the whole purpose of sickness was defeated. So Chizki HaMelech concealed the book. Let's try to imagine someone would go now and take the all the literature of the new vaccine, and he would destroy it. He would be considered a murderer. This is the vaccine that's going to heal and keep this disease away from everyone, and the guy destroyed it. Mamash a murderer. Chizki HaMelech did that. The cure to COVID-19 was in that book, and Chizki HaMelech concealed it. And the same thing with all the other machlis, all the other sicknesses, and he concealed it. What is the? I'd like to try to understand on a deeper level. What is the deeper understanding of the fact that he destroyed this copper snake, and that he destroyed, and that he concealed this book of refuahs? So I think we can understand this based on what is brought in many svarim, that obviously whenever, and it's actually mentioned in this Rashi itself, that when Chas v'Shalom, any tzara befalls a person, it is not to be understood as a oinish, it's not to be understood as a punishment. Quite the contrary, it should be, a person should understand that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam trying to be mo'ir, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to arouse to get the person's attention, so that the person should come closer to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam desires the closeness of his children, and sometimes when we're not paying attention, the Ribbono Shel Olam needs to get our attention by Chas v'Shalom sending a sickness or some kind of tzara, some kind of other trouble, whether it's parnosa, whether it's shidduchim, whatever, whether it's tzaras with children, so on and so forth, rachman al-etzlan, to try to get our attention so that we should, as Rashi says, we should subjugate our heart to him. Chazal say that this is pshat in the pasuk when it says, when Paro is running after Bnei Yisrael as they were, when they were leaving Mitzrayim and going towards the Yamsuf, it says Uparai Hikriv. It says Parai, doesn't say Parai Kora, Parai came close. It says Parai Hikriv. He brought them close. Chazal say that Paray brought Bnei Yisrael close to their father in heaven. Paray Hikriv. Hikriv as Libam Shel Yisrael Avim Shabashamayim. He brought the heart of Bnei Yisrael closer to their father in heaven, because when they saw him running after them, they did tshuva. And the Gemara tells us that when Hashem wants to get our attention and we're not doing tshuva, is Mamed Aleihem Haman Melech Koshek Haman. Hashem appoints over Klal Yisrael a king as difficult as Haman, and that gets us to do tshuva. So that is the purpose of any tzara. And obviously it's our avoda to, instead of paying attention to the tzara itself and to try to get rid of it by natural through natural manners or any other way, we're totally defeating the purpose. We're trying, the Rebbe Shalom is sending it for us to get us to do tshuva and to become closer to him, and that should be our sole focus, to become closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo whenever any such thing, chas v'shalom, befalls us. Now, in the Avtoida that we read this past week, Paray is called the Tanim HaGodol. Paray is called the big snake. Paray is called the big snake. Paray himself, and also the symbol of Mitzrayim, is a snake. So the snake represents both Paray and Mitzrayim. Tanim HaGodol. The message that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to send Bnei Yisrael and to send Paray is that all the nachash, that all that Paray is entire power, the power of Paray and the power of Mitzrayim, the power of the nachash, what it really is a matay elikim. All it is the staff of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The staff that the Rebbeinu Shlalom, with which the Rebbeinu Shlalom encourages us and sometimes gives us a clap in order to bring us closer. That is what the Nachash is. What the snake, which represents Mitzrayim, which represents Paray, if you want to know what this is all about, It is the Matay Elikim. That is the sign that Hashem sent Moshe to show Bnei Yisrael. Show them that the Nachash that represents Mitzrayim and Paray is a Matay Elikim. It's the staff of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. He's trying to bring you closer to him. And the Rebbeinu Shlalom wanted Moshe and Aharon to show that to Paray as well. That he should know that Paray asked, Mi Hashem Hashma B'Koyla, who is Hashem that I should listen to him? Show Paray that his entire koyach, the entire reason why he has the ability to rule over Bnei Yisrael in the first place, is because all he is a matay elikim. All he is the staff of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Hashlech lifnei Paray, throw it down in front of Paray. Yehi l'sanan, show him that what Paray is a matay elikim. That's all he is. He's a staff of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Now, in the order of creation, we know that whatever was created later was the tachlis, more and more the tachlis, more the purpose of creation. That's why Adam, man, was created on the sixth day. Because Adam is the tachlis abriya, man is the purpose of creation. He's created on the last day of creation. And that is the only thing that follows Adam, is Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, which is Rozo De'echad, it represents this the secret of Hashem's oneness. That's when we forfeit all of our malachas and we forfeit everything to the Rabbi Nishleilam. It represents the time when Hashem will be Melech HaKal HaOretz V'Emahu Yeh Hashem Echad U'Shmei Echad. It's the time that Hashem will be one. Nothing else will exist besides the Rabbi Nishleilam. That is the ultimate Tachlis Abriya. That's the only thing that is mamish at the end of creation. I'd like to suggest that everything that was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes, this is after the creation of man, Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, are the things that show that once the world was created, it revealed the Rabbeinu Shlomo within creation, which is obviously the Tachlis Abriya. That is what we're all here for, is to reveal godliness within creation. So, whether it's the Be'er or the Man, all these miraculous things that showed anyone who saw them that there was a Rabbeinu Shalom, it revealed godliness in the world, these things were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmash, because that is the Tachlis Abriya. And one such thing was Makloi Shal Aharon. One such thing was the staff of Aharon. Because the staff of Aharon represents that all of the tzoris that befall any yid is the Matei Elokim. It's the staff of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. I was once visiting a yid here in Chicago. His name was Rav Nochum Muller, Zecharon Livracha. He was a Holocaust survivor. A yid with tremendous amuna. So I noticed while I was visiting him that he had some German appliance. So I asked him, I knew he was a Holocaust survivor, so I asked him, Rav Nochum, you're not bothered by owning an appliance made by the Germans? He looked at me with such ridicule. He said, Rebbe, I thought you're a mammon. I thought you're a believer. I said, what do you mean? He said, you really think it was the Germans? It was the Rabbeinu Shlomo. There's no way Germans could have pulled off anything like that. It was the Matei Elokim. For whatever reason it was, the Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted to give us pech. Or he wanted to, whatever he wanted, but it has nothing to do with the Germans. That's the ultimate recognition, to realize that the Nachash is the Matei Elokim. And this, I believe, is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the staff. He dropped the Matei Elokim and it turned into a Nachash. Moshe Rabbeinu, immediately his reaction was to run away from the Nachash. So the Moshe said, no, Moshe, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. When you experience the Nachash, you're supposed to realize that it's the Matei Elokim. Echoiz b'znavoy, grab on to the Znavoy. Znavoy, I believe, is Rosh HaTevis. Ze nivra b'yayim vav. This was created on the sixth day. It's the Tachlis Abriya. It is supposed to bring out the purpose of creation. It's supposed to bring out the purpose of even the things that seem furthest from godliness. We're talking about tzoris. To realize that it's the Matei Elokim. So when the snakes started biting Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, in Parshas Baaloischa, and Bnei Yisrael immediately came to the recognition, this is about us speaking against, the Rabbeinu Shlom is speaking against Moshe. They came running to Moshe. Chatanu, we've sinned because we spoke against you and against the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rabbeinu Shlom said, Givaldik. They realized right away what this is about. They didn't come to you to say, let's find some kind of poison to kill the snakes. They realized what it's about. They realized that the Nachash is the Mata Elikim. So take the Nachash and put it on a pole. And let them all, if they know what the Nachash is about, let them look at the Nachash and remember that it's the Mata Elikim. And that's what Chazal tells. Chazal Masechtas Rosh Hashanah ask, V'chi Nachash Meimis or Nachash Machaya? Does the snake kill or the snake bring gives life? What is this about the snake on a pole? Say Chazal, it calls Mashi Yisrael Mestaklim Klape Mal. Bnei Yisrael would look towards the snake. Mishabdim Es Libom Lavim Shabashimayim. They would subjugate their heart to their Father in Heaven, meaning they would realize that this has nothing to do with snakes. This has to do with Mata Elikim. Hayim Asrapim, they would be healed immediately. But as soon as Chizkiah HaMelech saw that they're starting to worship the Nachash, it's totally defeating the whole purpose of putting the snake on a pole and having them look at it is for them to realize that the Nachash is a Mata Elikim. And instead of realizing it, they were worshipping it, meaning giving credence to the Nachash itself, as if it's acting on its own. It was time to destroy it. And the same applied to the Sefer Refuos. If people, as Rashi says, people were, when they were coming sick, instead of realizing that this is the Mata Elikim, the sickness is the Mata Elikim, the tzara is the Mata Elikim, they were running to the Sefer Refuos and looking up a cure and being healed, then the whole purpose of any sickness is defeated. The Sefer Refuos became an Avodah Zarah. The same applies when, you know, nowadays a person has a strep throat. You just call the pharmacy, you call the doctor, you get a prescription, go to the pharmacy and take antibiotic. Does it even dawn on a person to think that, why did I get a strep throat? Why did my kid get an ear infection? Things happen to our kids, it's because of us, obviously. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants to bring us closer. There's not an oinish, there's no punishment. The Rebbeinu Shlom is trying to get our attention. And all we do is pop a pill and we're all better. It's no different than the Sefer Refuos. So I believe the message of the staff, the Mata Elikim turning into a snake, is an eternal message. It's a message for us to realize that any time we experience the Nachash, we need to remember that it's a Mata Elikim. And our Father in Heaven wants to bring us closer. Now that there's a vaccine for COVID-19. The vaccine shouldn't be our Sefer Refuos. We need to realize that Rabbeinu Shlom brings, when he brings this or any other disease or any other makeh upon us, it's because he wants to bring us closer. And we need to be Meshabed Es Libeinu L'Avinu Shebashamayim, and that Tzchus will be Zoicheh to that Kimeitzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois, just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, because we came to that realization. So also, we'll be zeichel, Hashem will take us out of this galus. V'vias Mashiach tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.